Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Favorite Things podcast. You're listening to the highlights episode. Welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tiesa and I'll be your host for this wonderful episode. Joining me as usual is my lovely friend and co-host.
Wolfie, guys, what's up?
What's up, fam? Okay, so if y'all have been keeping up with us, you know that we mentioned that we'll be on hiatus till April. Yes, I think it was April, but no thanks to coronavirus, COVID, however you would like to call it, we no longer need to go on hiatus because our travel plans changed. So we'll be available for y'all to listen to on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Play. We're there at Our Favorite Things, and favorite is spelled with a U. We're also on Twitter and Instagram at Our Fave Pods, where we share like new episodes, links to new episodes, and all the above. Anyway, Mofi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Well, I'm okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm all right. I feel good. The past couple of days have been like sunny and stuff. They say it's like fake. They say there are many like the different weather seasons, the different seasons in Canada. I guess they say like winter or whatever, but then in winter there's like, after winter it's like fake spring, and then like second winter.
Oh my God.
We're living in fake spring right now, but as an optimistic person that I am, I feel excited. I think spring is going to be here early. I think this is the sign of like the universe being like, hey, I'm still here, like remember me, like this is what the sun felt like, feels like.
Oh my god,
in that aspect I feel good. And I don't know if daylight savings just started or just finished, but
I guess depending on how you want to see it.
We have the one where it's lighter for longer, and we lost an hour.
Yeah, that's how I know it.
Yeah,
we lost an hour.
Yeah, we sprung forward. So it's just living in this country where like by 4 o'clock it's dark, and you do things and it's already dark. To see like longer sun, longer days is just amazing.
Wow. So y'all, if this,
I feel in good spirit.
Look at how you have to think about weather when you live in Canada.
Sorry. I freaking hate it here.
Wow. And I'll ask you that after.
Okay,
I'm also good. can't say the same about the weather. It's getting a little bit warmer in the Bay Area, whatever, but the weather is always fluctuating here. Granted, it's still better weather than Canada. I'm sorry.
We get sun. Do you
guys get sun? Yeah, that's actually the good thing about the Bay Area. So we get sun. So it's 60 degrees, but it's sunny. So like it's a nice day outside, but maybe you have to wear a jacket. It's like perfect weather. Okay. The only thing this place is missing is beaches that are warm. And then it would be perfect. Yeah. Anyway, I'm a very happy girl right now because I'm working from home indefinitely because coronavirus. And I wanted to check in with you and I guess everyone else, you guys tell us how you're doing in the wake of what people are almost calling a global pandemic, which means like
people been calling it already. I was looking at CNN today and it says
you know what the news I legit tried to avoid the news because they love to, like, sensationalize. Like, I mean, I haven't looked at the most recent numbers, and I can't even remember what numbers would make it. What are the characteristics of getting something to be called a pandemic? But, like, trust the news. Like, the minute one health expert should even whisper pandemic, they're going to be like, pandemic, pandemic, hold your horses.
Yeah.
But anyway, what do you think about all that's going on? How you holding up?
Wow, I'm I was telling you earlier today that it's something that I think, like, is important to be well informed on, and almost to kind of keep on top of it, because it's rapidly evolving. It's just growing so much, and it was something that people were just like, yeah, there's this virus in China, so. Like, we're watching it, but we're not really, like, it's not really affecting us or whatever. And all of a sudden, because it's hit, like, some other countries, it's like, okay, holy shit. And people were not getting tested. People were not doing, like, checks.
Still not.
You know? Still not. Like, when I went to Nigeria in Feb, even when you land and before you go through immigration, they ask you to fill out a health form. Who knows what they do with it, but they ask you to fill out a health form. And they also take your temperature. Granted, that guy still got through in Lagos, the Italian guy, and I think this other guy in States. But it felt like, at least it felt like they were doing something.
Like there's some kind of concern.
When I landed, when I landed in Canada, it was just like everyone just kind of came, and there's cases in Ontario, in Toronto, where the freaking airport is, and people have been traveling from the airport to places, and that's how a lot of ways it has been transmitted. And you're going through piercing, and it just feels like
any other day. And that's a problem, because the measures that usually help with a virus being contained, like, it helps when you start taking them early. Like, you start checking people at airport, you start taking down health information. Health information is helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what they were doing with it at the airport in Nigeria, but I would hope that is for filling out that form is for contact tracing, right? So being able to say, okay, this person came from here and they possibly might have given it to that person. But you're right. Even in the US, like, in airports in the US, people are flying in and nobody is doing anything. It's just like another regular day, and it doesn't make sense. I understand that people are saying, okay, the virus is not like, you know, most people will get mild cases, whatever, whatever, but it still doesn't mean that everybody should get sick. Like, we should still be trying to prevent people from getting sick, because there are these as with every virus, there are these vulnerable populations that it will usually mean death for them. So people could be doing better.
And people are dying. Like, and people are also dying. So, like, where is this false sense of the fact that it's serious? Because it's killing people. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see how much of a panic it's causing. And at the same time, there's not a lot of action. And I think, and I mean, that's how almost our society is working now. We're living in just this time of fear. Like, everything is like panic. Yeah. I don't know if you've been seeing how there's no toilet paper anywhere. And it's like, why is this? Why? But the governments are not having, like, people don't feel safe and secure. Cause, so anyways.
Yep.
That's where I'm at with COVID.
That's my problem with the panic too, because I feel like it's not necessarily leading to action, right? It's like some people are taking action and some people are like overly panicked and possibly not taking action. I saw a tweet where a guy posted his, like, some area in his house where it was stocked like a grocery store, like, aisle. They were like, maybe 10 tubes of toothpaste, several things of deodorant. And I'm just like, Well, I hope you're washing your hands. I hope if you cough, mm-hmm. you're covering it with your elbow. I hope you know all of the basic hygiene steps that need to be taken. Because at the end of the day, if you end up being someone that contributes to the spread of the disease, like, it's just... Exactly. It's annoying that you hoard all these things and then you possibly, if you're sick, you don't take any precautions to help other people from not getting sick. So...
And even this culture of, like, hoarding, like, why is your, why, like, I understand you have to stock up, but, like, stock up things that are
exactly, not deodorants.
And why are you hoarding deodorants? Why, like, and do people not understand that there's other people as well?
Exactly.
Exactly. It's just, and that's what it is. Like, it's always just this self, yes. self-preservation, yes. self-care. And when we talk about, like, the spreading of germs, like, it's not even just about you being sick, it's about people mm-hmm. that you're going to infect. But it's even this, like, why? Like, why do you need all of that
stuff? It doesn't, it's a very, to me, it's kind of this very individualistic mindset that, like, I'm going to protect mm-hmm. myself. Oh, and, well, you're not even really protecting yourself, right? People don't understand, especially with things like this, it is more important what we do as a collective. Obviously, like, what each individual mm-hmm. does, but, like, coming together to do one thing, such as... social distancing,
yeah.
washing your hands, like, taking all of these precautions that all of these places are recommending, like...
Such as Afro Nation maybe cancelling
their concerts. Such as Afro Nation cancelling their concerts. Like, what are y'all up to? Like, only up... And I understand that, you know, there's a lot of money involved in these things and a lot of, like, things that would be disrupted, but lives are being disrupted. Like, so I don't... So you can move your concert. So speaking of things like that, what do you think about everyone buying, like, scooping up cheap flights to places? And some people even scooping up cheap flights to places like Italy and South Korea, because obviously, yeah.
But, like, for the future.
I was seeing a tweet that some people are buying to go, like, in the next, like, 2 months or something, which... in my opinion, it's still a bad idea, because
wow.
where are you going and why? Risky. It's very risky, very risky. Also, there's nothing happening in these places. Somewhere like Italy, unfortunately, it's, like, completely shut down. Like, where are you going? I don't care if the ticket was $50. Where are you going?
Other places, I mm-hmm. get it. But, like, yeah, to I mean, some Italy is on, yeah, it's on yeah. shutdown, so, like, what are you yeah. going to do yeah. for you?
It's crazy, man. People are, and in addition to the flights being cheap, airlines are actually promising that they won't charge mm-hmm. you cancellation fees, they won't charge you change fees, even yeah. for travel pass. Like, some airlines, through the end of the year, you can cancel and change your tickets. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I personally think it's a good time to book, like, much future travel, because there's not yeah. that much risk, at least exactly. with changing exactly. and canceling your tickets. So, y'all, go to Google Flights, check your favorite airlines. If you needed to go see family, needed to go somewhere on vacation,
get people your tickets. People are scared. Like, airlines are like, we don't want to be sick. Like, we want to make our money. We don't want to be sick. So, you know what? We're going to give you this long pass. Like, people are afraid. That's yeah. one thing I yeah. know for
people
sure.
are scared. But it's interesting, because I feel like we see this happen all the time. We see this mass panic. Like, we saw it with bird flu. We saw it with... And I remember being in, like, boarding school, like, during bird flu. Like, I can't remember what... I think it was kind of the same precautions, but they stopped giving us chicken or turkey or something. Oh, or, like, you had to cook the meat thoroughly, and I guess they weren't... Just to be safe, they, like, stopped serving it. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm confident in civilization that we will be able to get through this. But I'm hoping that we get through it in a way that is most effective, that we don't have hundreds of thousands of people dying before we can get through it.
Yeah, if countries just start doing testing, I don't know what's happening in the US, I don't know what's happening in so many other countries, people need to start testing people, because...
Yeah.
That's a key piece.
Especially with a virus like this, where one of us could be sick right now and it's just not obvious. and you could be like that for 14 days, and in all of that time, you're transmitting it to people. So we need to know who's sick and what should we be doing then about it. But yeah, man. Yeah, interesting times. Interesting times. Diseases are scary, man, in general, but...
This first couple of months of the year, 3 months, have just been like... Yeah, like so much has just
happened. So much has happened. But I kind of feel like it almost feels like 2019 is continuing. Like, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it was recapping basically all of the kind of major, like, events, like tragic events that happened in 2019. And I was mind blown because actually I had forgotten some of them. Like, I feel like my brain just starts to block it out. But then we've entered 2020, and it's just like, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 It's really... For me, it feels like a new year because the intensity just feels a lot. Yeah. And it feels like one doesn't even... We're not even like... People haven't gone through
a grieving process. Oh my God. And then there's just something else.
Something else has to happen.
With global implications.
Yeah. Like every single thing. It just feels so like intense. Yeah. I don't know if it's also like just a decade for us. So like we feel the impact as well just because of
our ages. Yeah. I was wondering that too.
At least.
I was wondering that too. Live your best lives, y'all, because at the end of the day, like, there's just not going to be any good time to do it, I feel. Like, so just do it while you can.
I didn't know that was the PSA.
Okay. Yes. Well, away from coronavirus news, not like we can really run away from it, but running away from it for now. We have been podcasting for 3 years and I just felt the need to mention it.
People.
Yes, okay, that date was actually in January, but I didn't remember till today. I don't know if Mofi remembered. She probably didn't.
Someone asked me this weekend, how long have you had your podcast for? I was like, oh, like 2 years. I was even going to be like, maybe a year and a half.
Please don't kill me.
Yeah, no, but like 1 year flew by so quickly.
That's crazy. 3 years. Anyway, I don't know what new things we're bringing to you in year three, but stay tuned.
We told you guys already in the end of 2019.
We did?
I don't know. Maybe the episode never came out. I can't remember. But we had done like an episode where we talked about like goals for the future or for the podcast or
that's
something.
That's so true. Okay.
Yeah.
But great of us to not remember the content.
It's just hearsay. Y'all should send us well wishes and good vibes for many more years.
Yeah, we're going to be here podcasting for, I guess, as long as we can. Yeah. All right. So let's get into our episode. Have a highlights episode for y'all today. Mofi, take it away. Payush.
Okay. Actually, I should go to my list, but I feel like I know what I want to talk about first. I think it's only right that we start with, like, Nollywood.
Okay.
I've been watching... I think this year, to be fair, TV has also been quite, like, I guess, engaging in a way. But I'm sure people have been watching Castle and Castle on Netflix. And also, shout out to Netflix Nigeria. I'm very excited to see what comes out of Netflix being Nigeria. But yeah, so I've been watching Castle and Castle, and it's been an experience.
Yeah, I'd say so.
One thing I'd say is that I really enjoyed, like, it seemed like the court cases were unconventional.
Yes.
Like, there was a Babalawo case, there was a case of a man leaving a woman at the altar. Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem like it seemed like it was just unconventional, and I liked it because, like, Shit's happening. Like, people are living different lives.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. That's my favorite thing about those. Or that was my favorite thing about the show was the types of kisses they chose to represent or whatever.
And I mean, I enjoyed some of the characters. I also like some of the characters. Like, really, just gave the show some type of life.
like which ones?
Okay. I really liked Stella.
Okay, Stella is great.
Stella was so cool. And, like, yo, but when Stella was giggling to Chooks, I was like,
Stella improvised that part. Like, I think at some point Stella was just like on a roll. The actor was on a roll, and she's like, I'm not, cause success, how many times can you giggle?
It's true. And she played it so well. She did. She played it so well. I really enjoyed her character. I really enjoyed what Echo's character was.
Yes.
And everything. And I have, like, sometimes I don't understand Echo's acting, and sometimes I do. So I enjoyed watching her. Like she was pretty cool and quite badass. So I really enjoyed her.
I think that was one of the few, like, I think, you know how these shows are, these legal dramas, like, they always try to paint, you know, most of the characters are as badass. They're supposed to be this badass law firm. But I think very few of them were actually, like, it wasn't coming across on the screen for all of them. But I think sometimes it definitely came through for Echo with her cases. Or what was her name? Neka.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Like...
It's funny, this is the most good things I've said about Castle and Castle in a row. And it's not, like, I'm not trying to hate on the show, like, obviously.
Katie, so tell us how you feel about Castle and Castle.
I just feel, personally, that the execution was poor. Was subpar. Let me not say poor, because they tried. Like I said, the cases, I like that they brought on those cases and then used, like, there's so many things I didn't know about the constitution or law or whatever, like, so many things that existed in the constitution. So that was good, but I wanted more depth. Like, I wanted more depth to the cases. I wanted more depth to the characters. I wanted more depth to the story in general. Like, I felt like it was lacking in so many places. Like, I learned some things about the legal system, but I feel like that would have been an opportunity to give me a little bit more without it being, like, difficult for me to follow or difficult for me to understand.
Yeah, I hear you for sure. Because a lot of the relationships, for a show that had one season, 13 episodes, and 50 minutes per season, per episode, like, a lot of the relationships, we didn't get to, like, really explore any depth to them. Like, Tega and Remy Castle, wow, that relationship was the most stressful thing to watch.
The most stressful thing to watch ever.
And, like, the progression was just odd. Yeah. Like, we didn't, like, I didn't understand her relationship with her father and why, like, that took so much precedence. Yes. And how she just, like, agreed to everything he said. And in a very, like, subversive way, almost. Mm-hmm. Although she was still very strong and everything. That was confusing. Like, it didn't, like, I don't know. Maybe because he paid for the firm or he owned the firm. Or I don't know. There was just something that I wish we could have explored.
I agree. It didn't make sense that he was always there, and it seemed like his decisions mattered. Like, I was like, okay, maybe he started the firm, but right now the firm belongs to Remy and Tega. I don't understand Otega. How do you say that name? I don't understand how he took... how he was so influential. Like, I understand it on the part of him being her dad and that kind of respect that Nigerians tend to give to their parents, but... Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I was like, dude, what are you doing here? 1, 2, don't you have a job?
like
don't you have things to do? I also feel like the actor... Anyway, let me just carry this. You know what?
Any more thoughts on Castle and Castle?
I'm looking forward to a better season 2. I'm hoping for a better season 2. Because they stopped it, what was it? It was really abrupt where, I guess... However, they ended it, so...
Yeah, that's true. No spoilers.
Yeah, I don't want to give y'all spoilers. In case you want to binge it, it's difficult to binge because it's one of those 1 hour shows that feels like you've been watching for 2 hours. So you really have to be dedicated if you want to binge it. So or watch it a little bit at a time. But yeah, anyway.
Please, we support
Nolan. We do.
Speaking of, I also was watching Assistant Madams on YouTube, on Red TV, and that was one that I had no problem watching. Like, I just put it on, I'm doing things, like, working out or something, and Assistant Madams is just playing.
Wow. I recuse myself from this discussion.
The storyline could be a lot better. Wow, I'm being so nice because I'm on the
podcast. Right, because you know.
These are people's hostels, yes, and exactly, stuff, you know.
Exactly.
The storyline could have been a lot better, and the acting, I don't even need to tell them. I'm sure they can.
They know what's going on. They know what's going on. I watched 5 minutes of it, I'm just and like, I was like, what's going on? What's going on here?
Nah, like, you can't be playing us like that.
Yeah.
Come on. But anyways, it's also another, like, nice Nigerian show
that you should watch. Yeah.
If you're looking for stuff to watch.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to say, when I was telling my friend about, like, I was like, after Cast, I'm like, I'm going to just stop watching, like, being super excited to watch things that come out of on Netflix or Nollywood or YouTube. But she was like, wait, why would you say that? It's like, they're not that many to begin with. And I'm like, that's true. That's actually the reason why I tend to stick with these things, because I'm like, I'm actually looking for series and movies and whatever out of Nigeria, and I want to watch them and enjoy them. So I changed my mind. I will continue to give them a chance for as long as they keep making them. And a couple of them will surely be, like, good enough, you know, where I'm like, yeah, I can't wait for season two.
Yeah. I was so excited once, like, Netflix even started populating shows and movies and stuff. Like, it's for me, they can be just easy watches. Like, I'm looking for something to put on, nice to watch, no stress. Just find me a Nigerian show, a Nigerian movie.
Yeah, true.
But there's also Queen of Sono.
Queen Sono.
On Netflix. Queen Sono. Jesus, my Queen of Sono. Clearly, I've not watched it. It's added on my watch list.
You should watch it. It's pretty, it's decent. It's like a solid 7.5 out of 10. Yeah. I watched it in 2 days. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, you should watch that. And oh my god, it's so great. I love just seeing so many black people, Africans, and it's not like a caricature. It's Queen Sono is lovely, actually.
Yeah, okay. So that's the first thing. Just on the trend of Netflix, actually, and I'm sure you've not watched this, but
I feel like you're correct.
Did you watch Love is Blind? Come on, this is what everybody's
global
watching.
Global phenomenon.
Seriously, and where are you at?
I'm behind.
Wow, I'm sure everybody is watching Love. I'm sure everybody's listening to this podcast is watching Love is Blind. And it's just, it's great. Yeah. It's this reality TV show where people date. You know, okay, let me backtrack and say, great is big, and great makes it, like, there's lots of nuance in it.
But, I thought you were going to explain yourself.
but no, like the concept is neat to watch, like, people meeting in these pods, and they get to date in these pods, and then they have to get engaged.
You have to get engaged to see each other.
Or you don't have to, but then to progress your relationship, it's an engagement, and then you see each other, and then so after the show, they gave them apartments in LA, and they had to move in together, and blah blah blah, and then there was the wedding, and at the wedding, people could say I do I don't. Yeah, so if you like reality TV, there's shows like this. There's like Married at First Sight. There's 90 Day
Fiancé, all these like all the above.
Just great things that are on TV. So that's Love is Blind. For many reasons, I understand the concept of falling in love because they fell in love without seeing mm-hmm. each other, and I understand how that's like it's a buzz, like people want to talk about is that possible?
Right.
But I'm also like they get to talk about themselves. Mm-hmm. They get to ask each other questions. So it's not like you've never seen this person physically, and the physical of what you've imagined obviously can be absolutely different. But even on the topic of like race, because they're like, who cares about race and this and that, you can talk about race, you know, because like topics can come up, and even if the person might not be, you can have these conversations, you know. So like it's not like Married at First Sight is completely, you don't know this person.
Yeah, and then you get married.
That's like fascinating. This, you cultivate mm-hmm. a relationship. So, which is why I also think maybe it works. I guess for it's both
But
sides.
Over what period of time? Because I have no idea really of the basis of the show.
4 weeks.
Over 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Do you think you can fall in love with somebody in 4 weeks?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I don't know if it's like, you know, love that has gone through tests, but I think you can have like a yeah, of course. I think you can fall in love for sure, regardless of how strong it is.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely, especially when all you're doing
is focusing on the other person. Honestly, you shrunk the time. It's so true. I think the reason people tend to not believe in it is because we're equating like love with longevity. So you think that like when you fall mm-hmm, in love with someone mm-hmm. it means that you're going to be in love with them forever, exactly. But it doesn't always mean that. So yeah, you can fall in love with someone very quickly.
Yeah. But also another point I wanted to bring up is the fact that it's very like it's people that are conventionally in quotes like beautiful that
right. So there's already that attractiveness.
Everybody looks like conventionally beautiful. Mm-hmm. There's people, it's like people, they all look at least able-bodied, mm-hmm. You know, so even when we say all these things, can you fall in love regardless of mm-hmm. race, blah, mm-hmm. age, blah, blah, blah. It's like, but there's so many layers. Other like layers and types of mm-hmm. people that is not put in this experiment. Right. So is it really true? And what are you saying about it? I mean, it's reality TV anyway, so we know what they're doing. But what are you really saying about the types of people that are seeking love and want to?
Yeah.
Anyways, so that when I say it's great, like I feel like I need to provide that because those things were also like on mm-hmm. my mind as mm-hmm. I was watching. And I also don't like the connotation of blind actually being used as...
Yeah, yeah.
A lack of knowing or something, or a lack of being able to make like judgment, you know. So
true.
Sorry, I've wanted to get this up, but like I've not talked about it.
This is how we should talk about shows.
So those are my feelings about Love is Blind. But I stand Cameron and Lauren and Cameron. Lauren is just so beautiful, and I just wish them good things.
Well, are they the only couple that got married and stayed married, or are they just everybody's fave?
They're just everyone's favorite. There's another one that got.
That's low-key the reason why I want to watch it, because I just like seeing people fall in love. But
It's cute, and you know, typically in reality TV shows and stuff like this, the black woman is never like the focus. Mm-mm. Her love story is never like important.
They always try to sabotage her love story.
To see Lauren like take center stage and like the world is falling in love with this black and invested in her love story for whatever it means. Like it's nice. But yeah, I feel like people are standing too much, in my opinion, just a little bit too much.
Trust.
But I'll leave that because if something now happens, like she has a YouTube channel, you know, all these things just
it will just end in tears. Like people.
Because people stand so hard and they unstand so hard. It's like, it's never just gradual.
Wait, I don't, we've talked about this feeling like overly entitled to people or like attached to somebody that you forget that you don't know at all.
Yeah. Love me some Lauren though. She's cute. Okay. Let me see. Do I have any other thing? Well, I wanted to talk about the fact that I went home and it was just so beautiful.
Yeah, I was hoping you would talk about it. You went home for a whole month.
The joy. I was home for pretty much a whole month. The joy. Like, literally, I think that would be the caption of my time. Like, the joy. Because it was nice. I mean, first of all, like, it was my grandma's 90th birthday. My sweet grandma turned 90, and like all of my cousins except for my sister, all of us were back home, so all 14 of us,
you guys are 14 grandkids,
and like all of my mom's siblings were all there, and like we all stayed in my house, so it was like a full house. There's people everywhere, you're sleeping with three people on a bed, all having like cool naps. Like the best times were just when we like just go and we all just nap together, and it was just
times like this can be hectic, but it can also be so great. It's like the conversations that come out of like sharing a room with like six other people, or like games, or just like being together. There's something so so like joyous about it. I was loving your stories.
Absolutely. Like, all of us, we like, the last time, like, some of us have seen each other. Right. Like, I found out one of my cousins recently and blah, blah, blah. But we've all not just been together, like, as adults, pretty much. So that was nice. And seeing, like, our parents kind of allow us to be adults. I mean, they were still annoying stuff, but, like, we were grown. Yeah. Was also so nice, and, it's, like, good relationships were built. Like, it was just... like for whatever reason this trip had, like, I know we all came to celebrate my grandma, but I feel like that would even be the biggest celebration, like the fact that we all came together, and I just, it was just amazing. But I just, I enjoyed being home. Like, for me, honestly, it's putting like thoughts in my head of like, of moving back to Nigeria. Like, it's something I want to do. I've wanted to do, but I guess it didn't seem immediate. Like, it seemed like something I was doing like in the future,
wherever that is.
But now it seems like it's something that I want to consider for more, like, of a short
term. Yeah, really? Oh, wow.
So, we'll see. I can check in with you guys at the end of the mid-year or something, when, like, summer is great and everything, and I'll tell you if I still feel the same way. But for now, that's kind of where things are.
Yeah, it's interesting when to hear you say that. When I'm in Nigeria and I'm just like feeling like my best self, and then someone just has to ruin it by asking me, "So would you ever move back?" And I'm like, no, why would I do that?
Right.
But yeah, man, I think why not? Like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, we'll see. I just feel like, and I don't know if it's an age thing, but for some reason, I feel like I'm in that age where, like, we're growing up, we're contributing to society. Mm-hmm. I'm forming, like, roots and making connections and all of these things. And sometimes when I go home and I see people my age doing those same things in Nigeria, because for me, Nigeria has always, it was always childhood and somewhere that I did not want to be. You know, or I'd rather lived away from. And now, seeing what that looks like through, like, people that are my age, it's hectic, and I'm sure I don't even know
half of
how hectic it is, and all the goods and the bads and everything, but it's like, that's my home.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, that's where I'm from, and in a way, it feels like I want to be contributing in that way. I want to be part of it in that way. Yeah, and as you said, I kind of feel like I feel like myself, yeah. You know, and different versions of myself, many, but I don't know. It's something that I'm thinking about. Sure. Yeah. And my family is on board. They're like,
please come back.
Aww. Please, that would be amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
So. Okay. Wow, I feel like y'all have been hearing me speak for an hour.
Yeah, I'm just like, wait, are we about the, like, I forgot that I had highlights to give. Because yours have been so interesting. Oh wow. Okay, what are my highlights? I meant to recommend this album to you and I haven't, because I think it's the kind of music you like, wedding type music. Nigerian wedding, yes. Type music. Oh, you should have, exactly, that. Your favorite genre.
An American,
no,
song.
Girl, no. Nigerian, I also call it wedding music. And it's Boo of the Bullets by Chike. I don't know if you've listened to it. He's been like, are you covering your face at the album name? I actually, you know what? I love the album name.
Yeah, Boo by
Bullets. Boo of the Bullets. So, for those of you who have no boo, Chike is your boo. But anyway, it's really good. He's been like on the, like, lots of people have been talking about him, and apparently he was on The Voice, and I went to go watch some of his clips, The Voice Nigeria. I went to go watch some of his clips, and he actually, his voice was incredible. So yeah, I listen to his album like every day. So yeah. I don't listen to it through though, like I don't like all of the songs, but a lot of the songs are really good. So listen to it. I'll tell me which songs that you like, even though I feel like I can already guess which ones you're going to like. So maybe I might even send you those specific ones.
Please.
I'm smiling so much because the album has made me so happy. It's just so cute. It's so cute.
I'm excited. I can't wait. Yeah. That's my favorite.
Put it on the list. What's his name? Did Adekunle Go release new music? This is random. I just was.
Yes. Okay. Jewelry.
Okay.
With, I don't know. I can't remember.
I had his name on here just to like give examples of people like I think about when I think of Chike. Then I was like, wait, I feel like Adekunle Gold has new. I said Gold. Gold has new music, and I haven't listened to it anyway.
Yeah, with Kiss Daniel.
Oh my god. You know how we feel about Kiss Daniel on the podcast.
Yeah.
Kiss Daniel is living his best life though. Like, he's living his best life.
Yeah, there's one Kiss Daniel song that I listen to unapologetically, although I've cast.
Thanks for the disclaimer. Like, I don't, who even is he, but like, there's this one song that I like.
There's one song that I'm like, I just like the song, and I'm sorry you're trash, but like...
What song is that? Because I feel like I can't get through any of that guy's songs without being like, oh my god.
So the song is cool.
Okay, you know what? Don't you worry. About anything. About don't just worry. Okay, well that's that. So my second highlight is I went to Nevada for the first time, the state of Nevada, so a new state. Anyway, I thought I was going to go there like for my birthday, that would be the first time. But turns out that Lake Tahoe is in California and Nevada, so it like spreads across both states. Yeah, I didn't know that. I was whatever days old when I found out that we were in Nevada. But anyway, it was lovely. It was snowing and it was really nice to see snow. I know that people who can't choose whether or not they want to see snow are like, okay. But like, it was really lovely to see, like, it was very cute. We went hiking. It was really nice. Like, it was so scenic. Mm-hmm. I need to go back, and I feel like the next time you come, we should go to Tahoe. It'd be a nice little like cottage. No, it does. We can go in the summer. She's like, why would you invite me to somewhere that is snowing and you think that I'm going to happily go there? But yeah, it's really lovely. I decline to go skiing because, did you know that skiing is like, besides the fact that it just sounds dangerous, it's like so expensive. It's like hundreds of dollars to rent ski gear. Like, it can be upwards of like $500.
Girl. And why do people do this?
Like, how did I...
Because me, I'm like...
Mm-mm. Also, like, oh, are you going to ski or not? I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm still deciding. I just don't want to embarrass myself or whatever. Then my roommate was like, yeah, so it's going to be $400 for the ski gear. And I was like... I was like, do you know what $400 can get me in this climate? In this current climate, that's a round trip ticket. Thanks and no thanks. And I'd have definitely been the person to fall on my face. So even worse. No. I don't know why people do this. But wow. Yeah, anyway, it was lovely. It was, we just spent some time outdoors and just chilling. Hot tub life. It was nice. It was nice. Had a very relaxing time. And it's good because I was going to be home alone because I was meant to be in Laos. Okay. But then, yeah, right. I got to go spend some time away. Yeah. All right.
Are you writing about
this? Yes, I am. shout out to my creative edit, my creative director, y'all. My silent partner.
Your publicist.
Like, what are you? You're everything. One thing for Prince starts making money. We know who the checks will be going to. Cash and checks. Oh my god. Yeah, so if you're ever on the West Coast and it's summer, preferably summer, because the hiking is apparently better in the summer. You should check out Lake Tahoe. Okay. My last highlight, because y'all know I'm quick, mm-hmm. I'm brief.
The shade.
I'm brief. My last highlight is actually a novel, or like an author, yeah. But I don't know if you'll sound so yay when you hear the genre, because it... No, it's not kids. Wow, excuse me. The other kids. It's actually romance.
Okay.
It's romance. But what I love about this author, her name is Jasmine Guillory, is that her like she always writes about diverse characters, like. They're black, her leads are, like, the lead is usually female, like, the lead voice is female, they're diverse in age, they're diverse in race, and it just feels, I don't know, it's, like, refreshing, it's not, like, your typical, obviously, it's a romance novel, so it has some typical things, but it's not, like,
yeah,
it doesn't feel, like, misogynistic, it's not, like,
right.
Yeah, anyway. It's very cute. I just read The Royal Holiday and it was just so sweet. It was about someone's mom like finding love in England. Like with the secretary to the Queen of England. It was so cute. Like, warm my heart type of cute. Oh my god. But anyway, if you're looking for something light to read, funny, very sweet, very romantic, check out Jasmine Guillory. She's also black. Pay black women. Read black women. All the above. All the above.
Maybe I should start reading romance novels.
Really? After how many years?
Like... maybe it'll be good.
Interesting. Would you like to unpack?
I just think it might be good for, like, just being able to just read sometimes. Like, just easy things.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes the books that I read, I'm just, like, they're just... they love things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe it'd be nice to read about this woman that fell in love with... I don't know. That one does not sell me. Maybe this other author you're talking about, I forget her name, but...
Oh, I'm crying.
I might like that one.
Right.
The Royal Wedding.
Mm-hmm. It was really cute. It was really, really cute. But no, but I think that that's the reason I actually these days enjoy to read romance. Because I feel like when I was a teenager, it was more of just like, I don't know, maybe it was like hormones or something. But like now, for me, it's more of just a way to, I just like suspend my disbelief. And I'm just like, it's just easy. It's just an easy read. Yeah. And I don't really have to do too much thinking or analyzing or anything.
See, this is me when I watch shows like Assistant Madam.
Fair enough. I'll let you.
You've
seen it parallels. Understood. But yeah. Wow. Are we at the end of the episode?
I was going to tell you guys about some books that I'm reading. I read. I'm reading. Let me actually.
Wow, you're going to grab them.
I forgot that
this is not you too.
I'm going to grab them. I'm still going to grab you. You know, they're like, just give me 1 second.
They'll usually edit this part out, so I'm going to keep talking so that people are not wondering why it's silent. Okay, she's back.
Well, I'm back, guys. Then y'all will hear my literal footsteps. Okay, so I'm reading a book called Frying Plantain, and as my Africans would say it, I think it's African. Say plantain. Caribbean people say plantain, which
fine.
So I think the book would be actually said frying plantain, but because the author is Jamaican,
stay authentic, or
exactly
Jamaican, whatever.
So it's called Frying Plantain by Zalika Reed Benta, and it's about this book about Kara. She's I guess she's in like middle school. She's this Canadian, I guess, Canadian-Jamaican girl, and going through life of, like, living with her mother and her grandmother, and there's, like, patois written in the book. It's just so, like, it's so fun. I just enjoy reading it. It's like, so easy to just get into, and it feels like someone's just telling you a story of, like, their life.
Best books, man.
Yeah, and then we hear so much about like her going to Jamaica and all of these things. I can't wait. I'm kind of halfway.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how far into it you are, because I wanted to tell you something about that I read about the book.
What?
No, but it's probably not a spoiler. But I just read a review and the person just did not enjoy it at all. They were saying how I don't know if it was that level of how I just made it sound, but basically their review was that it started getting repetitive, and so they like towards the end, I guess they weren't enjoying it, and their rating was actually 2.5 stars on Goodreads. So I was like, is this the same book Mophie's telling me she's really enjoying?
Okay, maybe, but I can see the repetitiveness a little bit. Or what the person might be referring to, but I don't know. I'll see. I'll check in because that's just it's good. It's a nice story.
Yeah,
it's a nice story. Okay. And another book that I've read that I want to share is called "We Have Always Been Here." We Have Always Been Here by Samra Habib, and it's where We Have Always Been Here, a queer Muslim memoir. So it's a story about Samra. It's a memoir, as it said. So she's just detailing her life being queer Muslim and just working in journalism in times of like Islamophobia in the States, and going through her own journeys, and just it's a really I really enjoyed it. It's a well detailed book. The writing or the storytelling, I think, could have been not stronger, but I guess it didn't really, really, really captivate me. But it's one of those that when I sit back and reflect on what I've read, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But sometimes in the moment, I was just like, oh, I don't know why this isn't real, whatever.
Right. And I guess there are books like that where it's like after reading it that you might be able to appreciate it more, not during your reading experience.
Yeah, because she's conveying a message, and sometimes that's what's really important. So those are two books I wanted to share.
As usual, I will link them in the show notes for everybody. All right, y'all. I guess that brings us to the end of our episode. Yes. You haven't had to listen to us talk for an hour yet. But anyway, if you got to this point, thank you for listening. You can find us on SoundCloud and on Apple Podcasts, where that's our favorite things, and favorite is spelled with a U. We'd love it if you left us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. It just tells us how we're doing, tells us what you think, and we'd love to hear from you. We're also on all of the socials, not all of the socials, we're on Instagram and Twitter at ourfavepods. Definitely not on TikTok. Mophie, where can everybody find you?
You can find me not on TikTok. I'm on Instagram at Mophie's Book Collection. That's where I share all my books and stuff. And on Twitter, I'm at Miss Badmos, MSBADMOS.
Yeah. And y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at TIIESE. And very quickly, I've realized that some people now like spell my name like that when they're talking to me. Oh, and I think I'm just going to allow it because that's how I spell my Instagram handle. So I think it's fine. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I'm going back and forth on if it's fine for people to do that. Right. But I think maybe it just depends on me. Like, if I don't want people to do that, then I can say. Anyway, and you can also read my travel blog, sameforprince.com. And until next time, y'all, don't forget to find some.